The Edge Show at MMS 2012, and I managed to sit down and grab 10, 15 minutes of your time with Michael Niehaus, talking about deployment and about MDT and some new things. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty well.
All right. All done for your sessions? Do you have any left?
All done with our sessions, all done with our latest release, so it's finally time to relax and enjoy the event for a little bit.
Perfect, man. Well, I do want to talk about the release, because you were mentioning here before we started chatting that you guys had the release that was available for download on Monday, correct me if I'm wrong, and
right.
Then the announcement about it was available on Tuesday. Talk a little bit about the big thing that came out.
Yeah, we've been working for, it seems like forever, on the latest version of the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit,
yeah.
The 2012 release. And we finally finished that up, and it was announced on Tuesday during the Config Manager State of the Union session.
Yep.
Bill Anderson announced it on stage to say that it was available. We wanted to make sure that at that point that people could actually download it, so we had put it on the download center the night before.
Okay,
so
good.
It was interesting to see all the Twitter messages from people figuring out that, hey, there's a new download out there for the new version of MDT, and they were downloading it and trying it out even before we announced it. So by the time we did our session this morning on what's new for MDT 2012, a third of the crowd had already downloaded and installed it and were playing with it, so we were teaching them more about the new features that were there, but they had already experienced some of the pieces.
I find it interesting that there are people that literally stand there almost, I would have to say, with the refresh button on that RSS feed for all the new downloads that come out. And then you find out about them, like you said, socially on Facebook.
As soon as someone notices, they will let everyone else know. And it's it's like just a landslide of downloads of people grabbing this. And
that's great. And then you said that you asked in your session, and a whole whack of people already downloaded or experienced it. So why don't you just give me a little bit of a delta between the previous release, which was 2010 Update 1, and the release that came out on Monday.
Yeah, the main changes that we made for this release were the biggest thing would be support for System Center 2012.
Right.
The latest versions of Configuration Manager and the integrations that MDT provides for Configuration Manager, we needed to update for the new releases that were coming there. But at the same time, we had the opportunity to add additional functionality for things like integrating with the Diagnostic and Recovery Toolkit, DART, so that you could do remote control using the new DART remote control feature. So from my console, I can press a button and remote control my machines in Windows PE before there's even an OS on it, which is great for remote troubleshooting and those types of things. We added in integration with a few of the other solution accelerators, like the Security Compliance Manager, so that we could put GPO packs into MDT to secure the OS as part of the deployment. We put in lots of additional work behind the scenes to support new technologies that were coming, like UEFI, which will be very important with Windows 8.
Good point.
So lots of behind the scenes work, plus littler things like we wanted to make the wizards prettier. We wanted to address some usability issues, some new UDI wizards to run inside of Config Manager task sequences. So lots of incremental features that we added on top of that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the one of your sessions earlier was specifically around drivers and driver management. So I can honestly say that one of the best things that I use MDT for, again, I don't do massive deployments anymore myself personally, but I use the MDT to very quickly and easily stand up boxes in my lab environment or boxes in my virtualization environment, sort of stuff. And so the ability to inject drivers into those bootable USB sticks or deployment points is very, very nice and easy. You had a session that was specifically around drivers or something along those lines about injection?
Right, yeah. I mean, going back like 5 or 6 years, I mean, everyone would just try to build an image and put every single possible driver in it.
So it gets bigger and
we
bigger
initially
and bigger,
right? Added the support to say, no, let's break that apart. Let's have the drivers in one location and then dynamically inject them into the OS at deploy time. So we added functionality into MDT and into Config Manager to do that. The basic assumption at that point was, you'll have a few hundred drivers, you'll put them together in one place and we'll figure out which ones are needed, copy them to the machines, and Windows will install them. But people are talking much larger scales now, where they're deploying hundreds of thousands of machines with 200 different models of PCs and thousands of drivers. And now do they want to just dump them all into one bucket and let the system figure out which driver or drivers might be appropriate for that machine, or do they want more control over it? So that was kind of the basis of the session with Johan Arwidmark and myself debating the both ends of the spectrum, from the control freak, which was Johan's original position of you must control exactly what drivers need to be injected on each machine.
Okay.
To me, on the other end, is the dynamic developer who says, oh yeah, just dump them all together, and as long as you test it out and make sure it works on all your models and machines, then you don't put that much work into the managing of your whole driver repository. You just do some test deployments and make sure that all the drivers install and work as you expect. So that was the debate that we had starting a couple of years ago, and we've progressed as the products have advanced. So some of the System Center Configuration Manager 2012 changes and MDT 2012 changes impact the recommendations. So we were just discussing, have our opinions changed? Is it still two ends of the spectrum? Is there some middle ground? What makes sense for each customer?
Cool. With also this new release, you mentioned support for SSEM. I'm assuming because the time frame that we're in right now, it also includes support for newest versions of our products that are in beta too. Is that correct?
Yeah. So in addition to the released products with Config Manager, Windows 7, Server 2008 R2, we've also started working on Windows 8 with the consumer preview and with the Windows Server 8 beta as well.
Okay.
Server 2012. Now,
yes,
I will not be able to get used to saying that. It's going to take me a while.
That's $5 in the name jar in the back over here.
Yeah, okay. We've been starting to work on that, and as the additional releases come out, we'll be doing more work for that. So we're not stopping at this point. MDT 2012 is out there, but we know that we'll have additional releases through the year to support Windows 8 and to support the future System Center releases as well. So we'll keep busy.
Did you get any interesting questions or weird questions from your overview session that you just did this morning that you can think of and come up with?
Weird questions.
Putting you on the spot here. I thought I'd ask.
Trying to think if there were any really weird questions.
The product had only been out for people to use a couple of days, right?
I wouldn't say that there were weird questions, but there were questions where we've been talking about MDT 2012 now for about a year since the first beta came out, and we added new monitoring capabilities for light touch deployments so that you can sit at a central machine and be able to see who's deploying Windows in your enterprise just by refreshing the screen, and it'll show these 10 machines are deploying, they're 50% complete, they've logged this number of warnings and errors.
Yeah. So
they like that functionality for being able to tell what's going on. Every session we've done, they've asked, when are you going to provide that for Configuration Manager? So, the end of our discussion, we say, anyone have any questions? First question, every single time, when are you going to do it for Configuration Manager? So, I guess we should look at that for the next release.
So you're going to bring some feedback to the team?
Seems to be the number one feedback item, since it comes up as the number one question each time. But, yeah, so good feedback, good questions. It seems like a lot of people come to this event and want answers to their specific deployment challenges. Mm-hmm. So most of the questions start going off on every different customer-specific scenarios. So it makes it really interesting because we could give a session on driver management and someone will stand up and ask, what do you think about thick versus thin images? Okay, that's a great question, but we're in a driver management
session. That doesn't really fit with the topic.
Let's take that one out into the hallway because we can debate that one for a while. So we've had lots of good discussions with people this week just debating how do you do large-scale Windows deployments. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see all these people deploying Windows 7 and trying to get it out there. So lots of good discussions this week.
Now, you have, obviously, for those who don't know, you have flexibility with how you're going to be using MDT. You don't just have to use one solution to deploy it. But I'm assuming you've been rather busy with all those questions during the Ask the Experts area time frame or the news time.
Ask the Experts. We did a Birds of a Feather session last night where we had about 100 people show up and discuss deployment topics for supposedly an hour. But they eventually had to kick us out of the room into the hallways, and the discussions even continued for hours in the hallways. Just lots of people who were passionate about Windows deployment, which is fascinating because most people look at that and say, it's boring stuff. But here it seems like there are hundreds of people that live and breathe Windows deployment.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's good to hear. Obviously, Microsoft management is something they want to be able to manage their systems, that's for sure. One last question for you. Out of all the things that you know of that have changed from 2010 update one to the current one, what's your personal favorite cool thing that's there?
My favorite is probably just the monitoring.
Yeah.
Being able to sit at the console and see what's going on, being able to push a button and do the Dart remote control to the remote machine. So it wasn't the most work. In fact, most of the work that we put into it was behind the scenes stuff that mm-hmm. people would never see. But it's the one that most people look at and say, wow, that's cool. I want to run that now. So that's been the most rewarding one. But mm-hmm. I mean, we've spent so much time, put so much energy into the release to get it ready for first System Center 2012 and then Windows 8 after it, that I'm just happy to have it out there now.
Nice,
so,
man. Good.
Celebrate. We finally released it. So on to the next release, which... in typical Microsoft style, we've been in development on the next release already for a couple of months, so
that's
we're
good.
Well along the path to yet another beta, and the cycle starts all over again.
Well, being in Las Vegas, you definitely are in the right spot to go off and celebrate, so I want to say thank you very much for spending some time with us about MDT, and I appreciate you stopping by, man.
Thanks for the time.
Cheers.